philosophy do you have to change to stop, you know, obviously the sacks that happened, 10 sacks last week, do you have to throw shorter passes? How much stuff do you have to change as you try to?
Well, I think that, you know, if you, when we look at it and looked at all of the sacks, right? I mean, they were, I don't think that they brought one extra rusher than we had on any of the 10. I think we had more blockers than they had on all 10 of those. I think that we changed the scheme seven of the 10 times were different type protections. Tried to slide the protection, tried to gap the protection, tried to turn the protection, chip the protection, keep backs in, keep the tight end in. But sometimes what happens is when you have a game like that, you start wanting to, like, throw the baby out with the bathwater. And I just don't think that's necessary. I mean, it's the same protection schemes that we've run, you know, for probably every NFL team runs. And it just happened to be a game where whatever the mismatch was at the time, it was one guy or two guys, or we didn't maybe adjust the route right, or we didn't get the ball out quick enough, or we didn't win on the route, or their coverage held up, made us hold the ball. So I think it was one of those situations we just need to continue to improve and fight and compete and battle, and I don't ever expect a game like that again. So,
what's it like being a coordinator and, you know, plays don't work, so fans say, well, you should have called it the different plays, you know, even though the play's not executing, but how do you deal with that?
Yeah, you know, I don't really know what in terms of we would have called differently in the game. I think there were opportunities, you know. Obviously, I don't know how games go when certain things happen earlier in the game, right? That if we convert on the second play of the game for whatever that would have been, a 70-yard touchdown or whatever it might have been, you know, I don't know. I don't know if we would have thrown three passes for over 50 yards in a game, which I don't think we've done here for a while. I think that it's 21-14 at halftime, maybe. Or, you know, you have a – and then it's a completely different feel. You come out at the half, you're down seven, and you're not necessarily so focused in on the fact that you really didn't feel like you'd move the ball. Like, we didn't feel like we moved – you know, we didn't move the ball. But if you hit two big touchdown passes, you feel like you moved the ball. So I think – but if you look at the truth of it, we weren't nearly as efficient as we needed to be. We really – they played us well. They had a great plan. They had good coverages involved, and we didn't win our one-on-one battles. And if you don't win your one-on-one battles, you know, you're going to be in trouble, and you're going to be in for a long day. And if it's second and seven, and you take an 8-yard sack, and it's third and 15, you know, you're going to convert about 6% or 8% of those. So, you know, that we're not going to be able to live in that world, right? But I don't know. You know, we had a couple chances on a second down where we took a sack on a play where we never we need to adjust those routes and we need to understand through experience. And I think that's where it's going to come.
How do you get Toby going?
How do you get Toby going? Well, you got to carry the ball more. You know, a week ago against Philly, we carried it 26 times. Right? And it was a 17-all game with 7 minutes left. So, and there were some times probably that Toby'd like to maybe hit one or two or break one or two of those. But the run game is on everybody. We have to make sure that every block is sustained on the perimeter. We have to make sure that up front we target the right people. We can't have a situation where one missed target turns into a there was a play in the game the other night. You know, we had a chance that we had a great crease, and one guy misses his block at the end, and it turns into a negative one, you know. So it really all has to work together. It's going to be more of a challenge now without Mercedes.
A couple more guys are going to start four rookies on offense with Polanco, Linder, Bijan Robinson. If Bortles in that situation, are you setting him up to fail, or could he have handled that if Gus made that move?
Oh yeah, I don't worry about setting. I don't think he would have mentally been set up to fail. I think he doesn't think like that or act like that or have that type of mindset. Yeah, I mean we're young. We understand we're young. I mean, Luke Jokel's played two games at left tackle. So whether or not it's his second season by trade or not, I mean it's his seventh game. And I mean our left guard is a veteran. He's a 5-year player. Our center will be a rookie. Our right guard is a rookie. Our right tackle, I don't know how many starts Sam Young's had, but I'd guess less than five. I think that our tight end, Marcel Jensen's a rookie. So he'll be starting with Mickey Schuler. So you got to, that'll be another. And then you got Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson and Marquise Lee. So you have three rookies there. So I don't know with Blake. I don't think we're worried about necessarily setting him up for failure. I think we're just worried about making sure that we don't blame Chad for something that maybe Chad wasn't responsible for.